From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. is sending several hundred more troops to Iraq to bolster the fight to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter made the announcement Monday in Baghdad, where he's meeting Iraqi leaders and his commanders on the ground about the next step in the campaign.
And I'm pleased to report today in that connection that we agreed for the United States to bolster the Iraqi efforts to isolate and pressure Mosul by deploying 560 additional troops in support of the ISF and especially at the Kiara West airfield. This contingent will help the Iraqis establish a logistical springboard for their offensive in Mosul, which Prime Minister Abadi reaffirmed to me that he wants to accomplish this year.
A senior U.S. defense official says the Iraqi forces' recent seizure of the Kiara air base near Mosul marks the completion of the coalition's first 10 plays toward defeating the Islamic State. The Dallas police chief is appealing to the public and authorities for assistance as his department tries to recover from the hate-filled ambush killing of five police officers and the wounding of nearly a dozen other law enforcement officers by a lone gunman. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says his department is being stretched too thin.
What we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish here is above challenging. It is. We're asking cops to do too much in this country. We are. We're just asking us to do too much. Every societal failure, we put it off on the cops to solve. Not enough mental health funding. Let the cop handle it. Not enough drug addiction funding. Let's give it to the cops.
The chief says they are continuing their investigation of the shooting by downloading more than 100 hours of video from the police body cameras and those cameras mounted on the dash of police patrol cars. President Obama is expected to attend a memorial service in Dallas Tuesday. Shooting last week came a day after the shooting deaths of two African-American men by police in Minnesota and Louisiana. Those shootings sparked days of protest that continued through Sunday night. This is VOA News. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has ordered a halt to days of fighting between the government and rebel forces that has killed at least 150 people and raised fears the country is sinking back into civil war. Kiir is ordering both sides to stop fighting at 6 p.m. local time in Juba. It was not immediately clear if troops loyal to President Kiir and first vice president and former rebel leader Riek Machar will heed the president's order. Fighting raged for a fifth day across Juba Monday, hours after the U.N. Security Council called on leaders in South Sudan to control their rival forces and warned that ongoing attacks on civilians in the U.N. facilities may constitute war crimes. Conservative lawmakers in Britain are calling for unity as Theresa May is chosen as the country's next prime minister.
I am honored and humbled to have been chosen by the Conservative Party to become its leader. I would like to pay tribute to the other candidates during the election campaign, and I would like to pay tribute to Andrea Leadsom for the dignity that she has shown today. I would also like to pay tribute to David Cameron for the leadership that he has shown our party and our country.
May, who has portrayed herself as the candidate who can unite both the party and the country, said on Monday Britain needed proven leadership to steer it through the economic and political uncertainty to come. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani is repeating his appeal to neighboring Pakistan to expel militant groups that are fighting his country. Kabul has long maintained Taliban leaders are based in the Pakistani side of the border from where they direct the Afghan insurgency. Afghan officials say that while Pakistani security forces have been arresting or killing militants linked to the anti-state local Taliban groups, they continue to protect and shelter members of the Afghan Taliban. The first public sign U.S. Democrats are trying to unify ahead of the party's convention in Philadelphia in 2 weeks is expected on Tuesday. That's when Hillary Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, will be joined by Democratic rival Senator Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally in the northeastern state of New Hampshire. There's widespread speculation that Sanders could endorse Clinton at the rally. For details on these stories and more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.